Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey.
Built by Par Lumber. Go where the builders go.
When it comes to big or small projects around the home, Tony and Corey have the know-how and the answers to make your life just a bit easier. Here they are, the hosts of Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Weekend Warriors. And I noticed that little that rejoin that we just listened to says that Tony and Corey have the know-how and the answers. I want to clarify a little bit. Corey has the know-how. I have the answers. My answers and my answers are not always right.
And
so,
Tony also has the wherewithal.
We are at the Clark Public Utilities Home and Garden Idea Fair, and we've been talking about homes and high efficiencies, but we're going to take a break from all that because as Weekend Warriors, sometimes we just want to talk about fishing. And we've got Todd Brenton with Brenton's Outdoor Adventures on the phone. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing fabulous. How are you doing?
We're in a pretty hot buy right here. I got put on hold to get with you guys, and since then I've got every rod in the boat reeled up except for one. We're out here on the Columbia River doing some sturgeon fishing. We kind of took a break from salmon fishing there a little bit, and we're back out here trying to catch some keepers in the Columbia, and it's been a really good morning. We caught quite a lot of fish, and we're still looking for a few keepers to finish the day out.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's beautiful. It's actually too nice.
You know, I got a question for you. You know, some of those sturgeon, right, they have, what did you say, the largest keeper size is 52?
54 inches to the fork of the tail.
54 inches. How many 54-inch sturgeon can you put in that boat?
As many as I have customers for.
I mean, you know, because I think to myself, that's a huge fish.
It is a huge fish. I caught one last time I was out with Todd Brenton.
Yeah, they can get upwards of like 70 pounds. An average keeper weight, they have to be in the upper river from the Lana power lines down the bay all the way up as far as sturgeon retention is over. They have to be 38 inches to 54 inches to the fork on the tail, and some of those 53 and 54-inch fish can get quite large. Down in the estuary, down in Astoria, which will be happening in early, late May and June and July down there, they actually have to get a little bit bigger. They require them to be 41 to 54 inches, and the fish down there can even be larger. There's more food down there, and they'll put on quite a few pounds as they migrate down into that coastal bay and that salt water, and they'll get on the anchovies and smelt and herring and the bait fish that are down there. And you can literally put like a 75 or 80-pound keeper in the boat down there pretty easily.
That is amazing.
That sounds awesome.
So there's a lot of other fish down there that will actually go bigger than the size and get bigger than that 54-inch length and get in that 6, 7, and 8-foot range as those oversized start to migrate up into the area where they spawn, which is in the main river up here by Bonneville and then in the Willamette also.
What's the limit for each one of your guests?
Sturgeon fishing, you're allowed one keeper, which again is 38 to 54 inches per day and two for the season. And this will actually be the last year of retention on these fish. They're going to go to a sport fishery where this is the last season that you can actually take one home. From here on out, it'll be catch and release only.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I think it's very beneficial to the system. The Fraser River did this probably about 25 years ago. They ran into a little bit of an issue up there where there was some overfishing, and there was actually a bacteria that got in the water up there that damaged their sturgeon population. And they were almost ready to list their sturgeon as to be endangered, and they went to a sport fishery where it was catch and release only, and now it's some of the best sturgeon fishing in the world. You literally can go up there and catch 20 fish in that 5 to 6 foot range a day to the boat, and they're just fun to catch, multiple bites, 20 or 30 a day, and it's pretty fun.
So do you think it's only going to be temporary?
Yeah, you know, for me, I hope it's not. You know, these fish that are in that keeper spot range, where we all grew up here in the Pacific Northwest thinking that these are food fish, a keeper that say that's like 45 inches long can be 25 to 35 years old. So it's like cutting trees down for lumber. You know, it is a renewable resource, but in saying that, it takes a lot of years to regrow those fish to maintain the fishery.
Certainly.
So where salmon, you know, they're smolts and they return and turn around and they're 3 and 4 year old fish. So you can cycle those out about every 4 years and new fish can come. And it's not as detrimental to the system to harvest those fish because they only need a few at the hatcheries to basically get the eggs and out of to reproduce. And so there's enough for the sport anglers and enough for the commercial fisheries. But these fish, being the age that they are, it's really hard to replace them. You have to wait, you know, 30, 40, 50 years to get them going again.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, so, Todd, we definitely appreciate all the information this morning.
Oh, yeah.
We better get back to our show, but thanks for calling in, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. And actually, I've got a friend that's been down turkey hunting. If you guys want a turkey report, we can kind of go over to Craig Gusnowich again and maybe get him on the phone next weekend.
Heck yeah, let's talk about it.
That sounds good. We'll see if we can perfect our turkey call between now and then.
There you go, gobble, gobble.
All right, man, have a good one. Thanks.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks. Bye.
So that was Todd Brenton with Brenton's Outdoor Adventures, and he does fishing guides. Got a couple of boats, and they'll go out wherever you want to go, I think, or I don't know, wherever the bites lead them, I think, and they'll take you out and definitely bring you home with some fish. They also guide hunts for obviously turkey and big game. So if you're looking for somebody to take you out because you just can't seem to bag that
giant sturgeon
or whatever it is you're trying to bag,
dude,
Brenton's Outdoor Adventures is definitely the way to go. They can take care of you. Corey and I have both been out fishing with him, and he's not only a lot of fun, he's got a great personality, but he's extremely successful at what he does, and he's definitely the guy.
Totally.
So we are, again, I'm going to mention this one more time, we're at the Clark Public Utilities Home and Garden Idea Fair in Clark County at the Clark County Event Center, Clark County Fairgrounds. It's exit 9 off I-5 North. And it's free admission. It doesn't cost anything to get in here. They charge you $6 to park, and they give you a little golf cart right up to the front door. And there is a lot of stuff to see here. We're at the New Tradition Homes booth, and here in this booth, they're giving away a Traeger grill. No strings attached. You don't have to buy anything. You just fill out your application or your, what do you call that thing? Fill out your entry form. Drop it in the basket, and at the end of the weekend, they're going to give away a grill. And it's going to be amazing.
Totally. All right. Hey, real quick, I want to give out my energy conservation tip of the week.
Energy conservation tip. We really need a riff for that.
We got time for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, hey, I like it. All right, so the energy conservation tip of this week is...
Play a lot of really hard rock music.
plug your...
He agrees with me. He's like, yes.
Plug your entertainment system, your television, your stereo and all that stuff, DVD player, cable box, plug all that into a switched outlet.
Wow.
Yep. And when you're done it for the night, switch it off. Because there are something called stealth. Oh, I lost the word. Anyway, what it does is the electricity, you think it's off, but it's not. It's drawing electricity. The TV always draws electricity
even,
when it's on.
Oh, even when,
even
it's,
when it's off.
Even when it's off. That's,
the cable
yeah.
box. There's a lot of things that draw energy, and it actually causes your electrical bill to just go way up, and you don't even use it.
I can see that Dylan has some unique insight in this
area.
Cell
phone chargers are also a contributor to this, where they
absolutely
will use electricity when not used. But however, I would caution you if you have a cable box and a DVR, because if you kill the power to that thing, it won't record any of your shows that might be airing. And also, your cable box won't remember what day it is, what channels or what. So.
True. It does take about an hour for a cable box to come back on and come back to life.
Well, but
you're right. When it is unplugged and turned off, it won't DVR your show. So if you care about DVR, boom.
Yeah,
plug it into a different outlet.
Just making sure you don't miss your cops reruns.
Unplug. Unplug all the unnecessary stuff and put all that stuff on switched outlets.
That's a great idea. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more at the Clark Public Utilities Home and Garden Idea Fair. You're listening to Tony and Corey. Stay tuned.
Listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned. We have
got Kelly Helms,
the voice of New Tradition Homes.
The voice of New Tradition Homes. He's going to sit down in this chair in a minute, and we are going to ask him some really tough questions because he's good at the tough questions. And let's remind everybody that we are at the Clark Public Utilities Home and Garden Idea Fair in the Clark County Fairgrounds, I-5 North, Exit 9, free admission. There's no reason not to come out here. It's beautiful outside. There's so much great stuff to see. And we are sitting at the New Tradition Homes booth, kind of up against the wall. If you come in the door and turn to the right, we're up against the wall over there.
Yeah, we're in the back right corner. But I want to remind everybody, go to our Facebook page right now, facebook.com/Fwafebook.
With that Fwafebook?
Fwafebook.
I don't know how you spell Fwafebook, but...
Are you making fun of my speech impediment?
Oh, no, not at all.
So go to facebook.com/WWHomeshow, and we're giving away a $50 Cabela's gift card. Unless you would prefer a Best Buy gift card, because I got one of those too.
So we're giving away a $50 Cabela's gift card, but you have to go to our Facebook page in order to find out how to win it.
Yep.
While you're there, like the page.
Yep.
Right?
You got to like the page.
Why wouldn't you like the page while you're there? That's right. So check that out. Now, New Tradition Homes. Kelly Helms, it's great to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
This is an anniversary for us.
That's right.
This is an anniversary because a year ago, Corey and I had our very first remote, which was out of the studio.
Right.
You know, we were trying something new, and it was with New Tradition Homes, entrusted in us, right, to do you right.
That's right.
Kelly was on the show with us. It was a great show.
It was at our model home in our new model home in Falcon's Nest.
Yep,
right?
Falcon's Nest.
And we haven't gotten any better.
It was snowing that day.
It was.
We got there, and we were originally going to be outside, but then we set up inside. It was snowing outside, but we had a great turnout.
We did.
Even though it was kind of dreary outside and weird, a lot of people came to see the home, and it was amazing. It was a great show, and it's great to have you back
again. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So here was one of the questions that I was sitting here thinking to myself about. Mm-hmm. We are, since that time, things have changed. We're now on 13 stations in Oregon and Washington, from northern Washington and Seattle to southern Oregon and Medford.
Great job.
I think it spills over a little into Northern California and into Idaho a little bit. We're in Bend.
Right, yeah.
So
right.
People are listening to us talk about New Tradition Homes, and I know that you guys have primarily been building in Washington, and you're now building these new pilot homes in Portland, the next generation home.
Yes. I think it's one home.
What we're doing on this program is we're actually partnering with NEA, Northwest Energy Efficiency Alliance, and Clark Public Utilities. NEA works with utilities around the region, and the purpose of the pilot is to test new products for new homes, okay?
Right.
So we're hoping that out of this we can test some new techniques, some new methods, some new products, and then we can find things that work on a production level so that they can be affordable and, you know, we can really benefit a lot of home buyers.
Yeah.
So speaking of affordable, I mean, you guys build an energy-efficient home.
We do,
healthy home. Mm-hmm. And a high-quality home.
Sure.
Why doesn't everybody else do that?
That is a very good question.
Because I'll be honest, we had Mark Liberté on the show last weekend, and we talked about putting in, you know, building a tight house.
Right.
You know, the Oregon codes are built to such a manner that you're kind of supposed to build a tight home, but you're also...
And yet you're not required to.
Right.
That's right.
But you're also supposed to put in a breather. You know, Tony equated it to a great analogy about your house has lungs.
Exactly.
And you have to bring in fresh air because you're in there all day or all night.
Right.
And all night.
And you've got to breathe fresh air. So how many homes today are being built with furnaces that bring in fresh air from the outside?
Intentional.
I would say very, very, very few.
Intentional fresh air.
Right. Yeah. And it's there's a few different ways you can do that. And you'll see at the booth here today, if you come out, you can do it through the furnace system, right? Or you can do it with, I heard you talking earlier about the heat recovery ventilator.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And but the whole goal is, again, energy efficiency without sacrificing comfort or healthy living, right?
Right.
And so that's the idea. Build it tight, ventilate it right, and in the end, the buyers, they end up with a nicer home that's more comfortable, even temperatures from room to room. And
healthy.
And healthy. Right.
So let me ask you this. They must be selling for $1 million. Is that what you're telling me?
Our whole philosophy is actually to try to be competitive with the marketplace without adding in extra extra charges for every little thing. So we have to do our research up front. Try to work with our trade partners and figure out ways, how can we build this and bring this technique in without making the price so high that people can't afford it?
Right.
It's part of our philosophy, and we believe in continual improvement. The ideas come from our trade partners. They come from our home buyers, and then we consider them and talk about them, test them on a pilot-type program, and then once we find something that works well, try to roll it out to all of our homes. Because the things that we do, we like to do on all of our homes. And then if people want to go up from there with more ideas, you know, more options, more green materials and products, the sky's the limit on where they can go. But
right.
We want it to be at the same time affordable for just the average home buyer that's coming in and wants to live in a healthy, energy efficient home.
So right. you're not giving them the option to build an inefficient house.
We just don't believe that would be the right thing to do, to sell a home that's inferior. If someone wants to buy a home that was built 20 years ago, there's plenty of homes on the marketplace, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. If you want an inefficient home, just get one that was built 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Or one home maybe built by another builder.
Or choose the wrong contractor. Right.
That doesn't build.
Okay, so you're building in subdivisions in Washington a lot,
yes,
right?
Right.
And we've got this pilot thing going in Oregon, and you guys are branching out into
mm-hmm.
Oregon. Okay,
mm-hmm.
What about the custom home?
Yes.
One home. Mm-hmm. A customer calls up and says, hey, I want to build a house, and
sure.
I want you to do it because you guys are the best. What are your limitations? Where can you not go, or what can
sure.
you not do?
Right. Well, we try to stay within an hour's drive of our home office in Vancouver here, so Vancouver, Portland. Also in the Tri-Cities, we try to stay within an hour of that. But we actually do quite a few homes. Probably 10% of the homes we build in a year's time are built on someone's personal lot, a piece of property that they have. And typically what works the best for us is if they start with one of our plans, they say, hey, I love this particular floor plan. It has the bedrooms I need. And then they say, but could you do this?
Yeah.
And they bring it back to us, and we say, yeah, we can do this. Let's make this modification. Let's add this bedroom. Make this den larger, the living room, kitchen, or great room. And then we do allow some personalization and customization and still try to keep it within their budget.
So within an hour of your location, I mean, that's quite a ways. I mean, you can get down to, I don't know, maybe Salem-ish
yes.
area.
Right.
If you're going that way. And then, of course, you're also up in the Tri-Cities area.
Mm-hmm.
So that covers a pretty big area. Within
right.
an hour of your home station is a pretty big area.
It is, right. Yes.
So that's that lets people kind of know, you know, where they want to go buy their next
sure.
piece of property
yeah.
in order to have a home that's
built
by New Traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Which
so
is
let me
amazing.
Ask you this. You've been doing this for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, we got to take a break.
Yeah, we got to take a break.
That right.
always seemed to pop up right there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, a little bit more with Kelly Helms and New Tradition Homes. You're listening to Tony and Corey. Stay tuned.